Write all the problems one side, and on the other side, whatever problems Allah has saved you from, write them down. I'm saying this to every person of this world. Write them down, then you will know whether you've got more comforts or more problems. You'll reach to a point where you'll start thinking that what else shall I write in terms of problems? Your pen will stop. But when you will start writing blessings and favors of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then you'll get tired, but these favors will not finish. You'll thank Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah hasn't given any problem in this hair. I don't have any issue in this nail. Allah hasn't given any problem in my fingers. I don't have any issue in my palm. My elbow is fine. Arms are fine. My hands are okay. I don't have any problem in my wrists. My shoulders are okay. If I've got problem in my shoulder, but Allah has saved me from eye disease. My eyes are okay. My eyebrows are fine. My eyelashes are okay. There are many eye diseases from which I am protected. If I just talk about our mind, our intellect, our thinking, just this part of body, the way Allah has protected this part of body, to be honest, if I just start writing those favors, the ink of my pen will finish, but these favors will not finish. Yet we don't give thanks to Allah. Allah has blessed you so much. If you've got problem from one child, then Allah has also made many other children coolness of your eyes. If you're getting grief from only a few, but thousands are also respecting you. I was coming back after visiting graves of my parents. On the way back, I was thanking Allah. If it is not exaggeration, then almost on every step I was thanking Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. I saw people sleeping on pavements. They did not have clean clothes to wear, no shelter to live. They were wearing shoes, helpless. And I was paying thanks, oh Allah, you've given us so many favors and blessings. You've kept us in comfort. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has favored us so much. We've been really blessed. Please try to thank Allah. Try to develop this habit of thanking Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. I hear people complaining. Well, Hazrat Rabi'a Abasariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. So a young man who had his head tied up with a piece of cloth asked what happened. He replied, headache. She said, Allah gave you one problem and you're telling everyone by this act. What about those comforts Allah has given you in your whole body? Have you ever mentioned them? If you are facing problems regarding income and earnings, then Allah has also saved you from so many other issues. For those who are listening and watching, please pray for me too, that I also become a thankful person. And I become thankful and patient bondman of Allah. And whoever you are, please try to develop this quality of shukr. And inshallah, with the blessing of thanking Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, you will have ease even in those areas of your life where you are having problems right now. Allah may say to angels that He is my thankful bondman. So remove His ways and bless Him more. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala forgives us. He removes our sins. He even elevates levels of our status. What a beautiful sentence a Muslim speaks. Comforts of his life are hidden in this sentence. That my Allah knows what is better for me. It's a beautiful sentence. If I am obese, then maybe there is any betterment for me. Suppose if I was slim and smart, and in result I would run around, go here and there, and eventually indulge in committing sins. Sometimes there is betterment for person even in illnesses. Illness restricts that person at home, and by this way his faith is protected. Be thankful in all conditions. If you are getting grief from your husband, then whatever problem you're facing, it could have been worse than that. Yes, it's possible, but Allah has protected you. Your wife upsets you a lot. The scenario could have been worse, isn't it? Yes, but Allah has protected you. Facing poverty? Yes, you could have seen worse condition than what you are in right now. But Allah has protected you. You are destitute? Yes, you could have seen worse condition, but Allah has protected. Thank Allah. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala also give me the ability to thank Him. I know it's easy to say, but when it comes to face, then it's not easy to remain patient and thankful. My dear Islamic brothers, remember, as long as you're alive, then you will feel hungry. You will feel thirsty. It's natural. And it's also a possibility whether you will get what you like or not. You may get that food, that drink, what you like. And you may not get that either. While you're alive, you may find people who you like. And you will also find those who you don't like. These issues and problems are part of life. So we should live while thanking Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, who created us as human. And not created as dog or pig. Is it not His blessing that He has made us human being? So always be thankful. Oh Allah, thank You. You've made me human. Made me amongst Your best creations. And there are billions of people in this world. And He has made me Muslim amongst them. Gave us faith, Iman. And He has created us amongst the best of all ummas. And blessed us to celebrate the birth of Prophet of Allah. Aren't these blessings?